Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo here with a message going out to our Four Great Questions group on this fourth day of March 2012. And the title of our message this time is A Firm Foundation. And last time, I shared with you just a few of the simple observations that I had made by looking at the real world and how they all seem to point to the reality that there were things like statements, scientific laws, and realities that were indeed accurate, valid, and therefore true, because we've been discussing the validity or the reality of objective truth in the last couple of messages now. I also mentioned that I was going to give you one other example, and I'm going to do so now, is that it's actually one of my favorites. You and I know that every day, at some point in the morning, the sun is going to come up, okay? Another simple, obvious reality. We know that because day after day, it always has. You and I also know something else. It's always going to, quote, rise in the east. Of course, we all know that's because about every 24 hours, the Earth rotates once on its axis. But again, keeping things simple, we all say it, quote, rises in the east. You and I have never seen it do anything else, have we? Of course not, for we all know that the sun comes up in the east and always has. So I thought about this, and once again, the definition of truth that we've been talking about. And just to repeat it, something accurate, valid, or correct, conforming with reality or fact, and not false. And based on my own observations of how the real world works, and in this case, focusing on just the rising of the sun, the conclusion that, quote, the sun rises in the east, unquote, is indeed accurate, valid, correct, etc., etc. Therefore, to say the sun will come up in the east tomorrow, quote, unquote, is something which is true. Or to say it another way, quote, the truth is the sun is going to come up in the east tomorrow, unquote, is an accurate, valid, and correct statement, as it does conform to reality or fact and is not false. Then, with this in mind, I started asking myself some additional questions. First, what if I had been born in an underground community that for some reason had never been to the surface and didn't even know about the sun? Would that change anything about it rising in the east? Or what if I was born with some mental incapacity that prevented me from understanding normal things, and though I could see that the sun rose in the east, I didn't understand any of it? Would this keep it from doing what it normally did? Or, and this was kind of an important one when I thought about it, what if I knew what it was and what it did, but I personally chose not to accept it? What if, for some crazy reason, I didn't like the sun coming up in the east, so I just decided that I was going to believe that the sun is going to come up in the west, and that I'm also going to call that my truth? In addition, I'm going to believe it as sincerely as I am, and I'm even going to build a new philosophy around the sun rising in the west, and even see if I can get some other folks to believe it with me. And let's say I did, perhaps even a bunch of them. Is any of all this going to keep the sun from rising in the east? No, of course not. I realized that the sun is going to rise in the east whether I'm A, aware of it or not, or B, understand it or not, or C, choose to believe or accept it or not. In fact, based on what I now know, to call that belief, quote, my truth, is really a false, invalid statement. Furthermore, I also realized that I would actually be misusing the word truth because I was applying it to something which was most assuredly not accurate, valid, or correct, et cetera, because it did not conform to reality or fact, and it was indeed false. So, my research up to this point, based on real info from the real world, brought to me to four primary conclusions, okay? And here they are. Number one, there are indeed at least some objective standalone truths that do exist. Number two, my awareness of or understanding of or belief in these truths has no impact on them whatsoever. They exist independent of me. Number three, some of them at least could indeed be discovered and understood simply by using my mind and normal powers of observation to see what's going on in the world around me. And number four, happily, just as I had presumed initially, they didn't seem to be complex or hidden, but rather were simple realities that had been right there in front of me all along. Well, folks, I can't tell you how excited I was to see all this come together. In fact, it was a major breakthrough for me, as it was exactly what I was looking for and hoped to find. The sound possibility of finding objective, standalone answers to the great questions, independent of what I or anyone else thought about them. The reality that transcendent truth does exist validated my continuing my quest as it gave me a firm foundation, or you could say a solid framework, or another way to say it would be the edge pieces of the puzzle from which to start. The simple reality that there are things that we can know for sure. So now, with our foundation in place, we're going to begin to move into the next step in my search or my journey and begin our broader discussion of science. And we will do that next time. So in the meantime, y'all have a great week. Always a pleasure talking to you. And we will be in touch, okay? Have a great day. Bye-bye.